Doctors, specifically trained to treat critically ill patients, do save lives, according to research published in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
The doctors are called intensivists. They're internists, lung specialists, and surgeons who decide to take on a second specialty in critical care. They supervise the sickest hospital patients, those in intensive care units. Researchers examined hundreds of studies and compared findings. University of Pittsburgh critical care specialist Dr. Derek Angus.
We found that consistently across virtually all the studies we looked at, patients were more likely to leave the hospital alive if they had been managed by intensivists.
Patients saw their risk of dying in the hospital decrease by a dramatic 30%. Even so, only 10% of U.S. hospitals have intensivists directing care in the ICU. Angus says most ICU patients are supervised by their primary care doctor and other types of specialists.
For example, if you were a surgeon, you would operate on your case, take the case to the ICU, leave the case in the ICU, go back to the operating room, do the next case. If there's problems with the case in the ICU, you would expect the nurse to call you in the operating room and you would try to handle the problem over the telephone or maybe send someone else out or just tell the ICU nurse, just try to do this or do that and temporizing solutions.
Not only are intensivists in the ICU all the time, Angus says they also bring a particular expertise. They're trained to recognize early signs of deterioration in the patient's condition and make quick decisions about treatment so patients don't get worse and worse.
Falling blood pressure, at which point then end organs begin to deteriorate. If you don't sustain your blood pressure well enough, then you stop making urine and your kidneys shut down, you get an altered mental status. All these subsequent chain of events can be subtended or averted.
And the patient's life saved. Money can also be saved by cutting down on the time patients need to be in the ICU, which costs from $2,000 to $3,000 a day. Maureen Harvey is a nurse and president of the Society of Critical Care Medicine. She says where ICU teams exist, patient care is effective and efficient. A typical ICU team headed by an intensivist includes a pharmacist, respiratory therapist, and nurses.
And the whole team knows what to look for. We need to prevent pneumonia. We need to prevent infections that come from all the lines and devices and incisions and procedures. We know how to prevent that. We need to prevent pulmonary embolus. We need to prevent their skin from breaking down. We need to make sure they get good nutrition immediately on the first day of arrival in intensive care so that malnourishment doesn't contribute to their length of stay.
And when patients suffer fewer complications, they get better more quickly, says Harvey, and are discharged sooner. Family physicians, on the other hand, worry about continuity of patient care and that the doctors most familiar with patients' conditions won't be appropriately included in treatment decisions at the most difficult and complicated times. On the other hand, employers support the notion. The Leapfrog Group represents Fortune 500 companies, and it tries to steer doctors and patients toward hospitals that have intensivists on duty 24/7. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.